Kenyon Locker with you here on a Tuesday afternoon on the Green Zone, getting set game six tonight. It is the Oilers and the Panthers, the Stanley Cup. Will we see it shined up and presented tonight, or is it back in the case on a plane to Edmonton for game number seven? You're texting in, and I'll be honest, not a lot of Oiler picks tonight.
Lack of positivity out there.
Brendan Escott from 880 Ched. Yes, a lot of pessimists on the Oilers' chances tonight. Take us to Edmonton. How optimistic are they that they're going to see a game seven?
Well, I think there's a lot of realism around here that Florida is an excellent hockey team. And that's by virtue of the way that they've won the games in this series. I mean, aside from the overtime victory that they got, they've really decidedly won their games, as we know. So I think that there's an understanding of what could be tonight. And with that being said, obviously, anything is possible when you've got McDavid and Draisaitl on the same ice surface and potentially, depending on how this game goes, same ice surface at the same time. Now, I like that they're not starting in that format. I think that they're best served by trying to continue to do what they've been doing, not change too much out of the gates. Really, there's just the need for a better start, I think, is emphasized tonight, guys. But overall, optimism in the air, but realism in that it could all come to a crashing halt this evening.
Skinner in net, is that the right decision in your mind?
Absolutely it is. He is the one that has been there while this team has forged a bit of a reputation for either being the comeback kids or the bounce-back kids, one of the two. And with that, he has provided you five wins in six games in the elimination dungeon, shall we say. And that goes back to last year, of course, with a .928 save percentage. So 5-1 and a .928 save percentage in six elimination games is a record that I'm comfortable going in with. Now, I know that it always isn't pretty with him, but I think what you're looking for is the highest percentage chance that he's going to have one of those games, and he's a better lock for that than he is Calvin Pickard.
Did you like the move to Pickard for game five?
I think it was appropriate in that he had performed well enough earlier in the playoffs to warrant a look. Yeah, I don't mind that idea. I don't think that it was necessarily Skinner's poor play that got him the hook in game four, and even he talked about that today. So I think if you're asking me, did that ultimately end up rattling your starting goaltender as he now has to be the guy for game six? I don't think so. I think that you've got a guy in Skinner who is strong enough to know that even though they did go with Pickard in game five, that they could still bounce back with him and sort of work this two-goaltender system that I'm sure nobody's really happy with, but they don't have a choice but to operate with right now until they can get this job done.
Brandon, I actually have really liked how the Oilers have handled the press and the questions after that loss on Saturday. And obviously, it's a strategy. Where it came from, who knows? Whatever the locker room buzz is, I'm not sure. But the this series has been fun, has been sort of the message that they're sending to the press, and that we're looking forward to game six. It's been fun. We're having fun. Hey, everything's fun. But at the end of the day, they have got to win, and the pressure, is there a way to compare the pressure between what Edmonton is facing and the pressure between Florida? Because they've got to win to carry the cup around the ice at home tonight. Who do you think it's weighing on more?
If I'm speaking honestly, I would suggest that this is weighing on Edmonton. I think that it's, you know, not to the point where it's taking away from their play, but like, let's not kid ourselves here. This means everything to Connor McDavid in terms of what he's been working his whole life for. They finally get there last year and it just comes up short. And we all saw the emotion in that Amazon documentary. And then they work all this time to get back here. And you think that it's it's still within reach, but it might get taken away, and it might be the same guys doing it. And so I think that there's a serious amount of pressure, at least on the captain of this team, that comes with that. I think that both teams, though, are incredibly well-equipped to handle that pressure. So I don't want to like politicize this and try and dodge an honest answer. I think that Florida is going to be feeling it as well. I don't think that anybody wants to get on the airplane to come back and do that from Florida's perspective. They know what it means to get dragged back to Alberta and have to do things over again. And to have to do things in this environment maybe would be what applies the most pressure to Florida, is knowing what they would be returning to on Friday night in Game 5 in this Terror Dome, as it's known to some, up here at Rogers Place. So, yeah, if they don't get it done tonight, I think more pressure would be on them. But I'm looking at Edmonton saying, time's up. This is it right here tonight.
Brendan Escott joining us, Oilers Now from 880 Chet in Edmonton. Producer, host, of course, as we look at Game 6 tonight. Will the Panthers win back-to-back, or are we going to Game 7 in Edmonton? When you look at Connor McDavid, and he mentioned how badly he wants to win this, it is his end goal. He's won every individual trophy he can possibly win, even the Conn Smythe in a losing effort last year. It's about the cup, and the stats are ridiculous. Is there any doubt what you're going to get from 97 tonight for the Edmonton Oilers, and how badly does everybody have to keep up for Edmonton to force a Game 7?
Well, that's just it half the time, right, is finding players that can keep up with him. And somebody was asking me why Evander Kane hasn't had a look on that top line, and I think that's simply it. Is he may not be able to keep up with what McDavid's doing at this juncture skating-wise. McDavid is, if you look at the stats, probably the unluckiest shooter in these playoffs. He's shooting at just a 9% clip. His career average is like 13%, and just to put it in more perspective, in these playoffs, Leon Draisaitl is shooting just under 20% with his 11 goals. So I think that's why it feels like McDavid is having a harder time producing. He's actually leading the postseason in shots on goal with 78, and it just hasn't been falling for him. But you can count on him bringing the effort every single night, and especially in a situation like this. Like, I just have visions in my head, you guys, of him dancing up the ice and sashaying through three or four people and not even putting the puck in the net. That's just the zone entry that he seems to always be able to execute. So huge performance on deck. Now, can the rest of the troops rally around him? That's the biggest question, and probably the biggest thing that's been missing, especially in the absence of Zach Hyman. Where has the depth production been in this whole series?
Brendan, who should the Oilers be the most concerned about on the ice for the Panthers tonight?
I think it's a coin flip at this point between your two Conn Smythe Trophy leaders, and that's Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand. But I know you want me to pick one, so I'm going to say the physical nature with which Sam Bennett plays, you can always count on having to keep your head up. And I just think that in a game like this, you know, when they're going to really be trying to physically impose themselves on Edmonton and make them crack and assert a Florida style of game, there's nobody really that embodies more of a Florida style of game than Sam Bennett tonight. So that's where my biggest point of concern is. Of course, it could be one where a clutch player like Matthew Tkachuk comes through. They have so much talent over there. Like, so much. I think, what is it, 7 players that out of their top 9 forwards did skate in the Four Nations face-off. So they're well-equipped to go out there and take care of business no matter who steps up. But I can see it being a Sam Bennett game for sure.
Brendan, a lot of being made of the, not only, you know, the Stuart Skinner debate, but, you know, Kapanen back in the lineup, Draisaitl and Kane. Brown was up on top of the line. Now he's back down. Perry goes back to line number 1. A lot of roster juggling. Klingberg comes back into the lineup. Has it been too much of Chris Knobloch? He must have found Mac T's old blender mixing up the lines for the last couple of games in the Stanley Cup final. Is it too much, or was it necessary because he's having a hard time finding anything to work?
Yeah, I think that you can certainly look back on this and make a case that he's been forced to do too much. And unfortunately, with the guys like Skinner and Arvidsson and even Kapanen, who've been rotating in and out of the lineup, not one of them has really leapt out and stolen all that ice time, stolen that spot in the lineup. Even people calling for Trent Frederick to take a seat, and that was never going to happen as long as he was healthy enough to play. But I can see where the people are trying to make that case. And it's a testament to the fact that that depth production that was so effective in the Dallas series and the Vegas series has dropped off. And now you're being forced to try and find that spark in the bottom part of the lineup by making that roster change. And it just hasn't really been there, unfortunately. So we'll get a look at Jeff Skinner again tonight. I think Kapanen's the right play. I think he's had the most success, especially alongside Draisaitl up there recently enough. I like what he brings as a skater, and he can penalty kill too. So if you get him out there in that role,
he hits too, right? He's hitting, right? In that Hyman absence, I was surprised that he got set for game five. Anyway.
Yeah, it did catch me by surprise as well. That's a very good point. And you're noticing the absence of Zach Hyman more and more. So that's one player that, to me, you know, probably should have been in the lineup. I guess it was some defensive lapses that kind of led to him not being in the lineup for Game 5. But alas, you live with that, and you bring him back in here for Game 6. And again, you hope for that spark that they've been looking for in the last several games with these changes.
Brennan Escott, he is producer host Oilers Now of 880 Ched in Edmonton, Alberta. Will there be a game 7 there? Locker, you think yes. There's going to be a game 7 on Friday night. It's on the board.
I put it on the board.
You're not getting a lot of support on the text line, I will be quite honest.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay. I understand. This has been a tough series. Let's go back to the beginning of the series.
We can't.
How many people? Listen. How many people said that the Oilers were going to win in 4? The Oilers are going to win in 5. Nobody. Nobody said that. Everyone was like Oilers in 6, Florida in 6, Edmonton in 7. Everyone had this series going 7 games. Guess what? A win in Florida tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. We've got a game 7 on Friday.
That's our truth or trash question today on the Green Zone. Truth, it's going 7. Trash, it ends tonight. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. I might change my pick, Locker.
What?
I might change my pick to the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Connor McDavid is not wearing the gray suit. He's got a...
For someone who gives me such a hard time for my superstitions, you have your moments as well.
He doesn't have these. He's got like a khaki colored suit, like the brown and cream tie.
Okay.
Not a bad look. By the way, speaking of superstitions, do you know where his lovely wife Lauren is going to be watching the game tonight?
By the fireplace?
By the fireplace in her downtown bar in Edmonton. Because that's where she was standing when Connor McDavid scored the goal in game 5. So she says that's where she's going to be tonight, is by the fireplace in her downtown bar in Edmonton to watch game 6. These are adults.
I'm actually thinking, no, I don't want to talk about it right now. I'll bring it up tomorrow.
Are you going to wear the blue jersey tonight?
No, listen.
You're going to wear the blue jersey tonight?
No, I'm not.
Yes,
no,
you
not,
are.
No, there's no. I'm
oh,
not.
You're going to wear the. No, you're not going to wear the Rider jersey because they lost when you wore the Rider jersey. You're going to wear the blue jersey tonight. I think you are.
I'm not. No.
Give it a shot.
I already
Locker.
Know. No, the Oilers are winning tonight. It has to Give do with game 7.
Because you're wearing the blue jersey.
Oh, I'm so conflicted right now.
Do it.
No, it's not about tonight. Shouldn't even have brought it up.
Oilers, Panthers tonight. Whether you're by the fireplace in a downtown Edmonton bar or wearing a blue jersey at home, it doesn't matter. It's all up to the 40 players who will address in tonight's game number six for the Oilers and the Panthers. The Stanley Cup will be in the building as the Panthers can clinch their second straight Stanley Cup championship. Brett Lawther says it's all on him. He thanks his coaches and his teammates for trying to make excuses for him for missing four kicks, but he says, nope, blame me. I'm the kicker. I missed those kicks. He promises to be better. Sam Emelis not practicing today. Joe Robustelli was in his spot ahead of Friday's game against the Argos. More coming up here on the Green Zone, including your last-minute predictions. What do you got tonight? 1-877-332-8255. Do the Oilers force a Game 7, or are the Panthers celebrating with champagne in the locker room? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker with you here on the Green Zone. This song was on Guitar Hero, Locker. The first song out of the gate was Sum 41 from NHL 2002.
Okay.
And
I never played video games, but I know enough about like Guitar Hero and, you know, songs on different hockey
Barracuda
games.
Actually is one of the funner ones on Guitar Hero. To
I find that very difficult. That I played that once or twice, and that's not easy. Guys that are good at that, there's something there.
It's just hand-eye coordination. That's all it is.
That's it.
Hand-eye coordination. And having a little bit of rhythm helps as well.
I think you need a little bit of rhythm. Yeah.
Just a little bit. But I'm just real quick on the weather. There's some severe thunderstorm warnings that have popped up. Then they've gone away. Another one popped up around the Battleford area. Then it went away. So just something to be aware of going into the evening. There is some severe weather in Alberta pushing into Saskatchewan a little bit, but severe thunderstorm watches right now in the southwest portion of the province. And, of course, we'll bring you up to date through the evening when it comes to this type of year. Hot during the day and could spark a thunderstorm into the evening. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone, but about 40 minutes away from puck drop. Oilers and the Panthers tonight. Phil Pritchard, the keeper of the cup, has been, there's the video of him walking into the building with two cases that both have fragile labels on them. One, of course, the Conn Smythe Trophy. The other, the Stanley Cup. Locker is predicting that those will be wheeled out, still in their case, on a flight to Edmonton, Alberta for Game 7 on Friday. We're playing Truth or Trash Tuesday today. Truth or Trash. Is Locker bang on? Truth, yes. Edmonton will force a Game 7. Trash, nope. It ends tonight.
Going back to Berta. We did put out a Twitter poll earlier as well, Jamie. And I'm surprised. I thought it's been mixed, probably leaning more over tonight. Florida Panthers win at home game 6 on the text line. The Twitter poll.
You two are winners, big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Just want to begin with a public service announcement here on the Green Zone. Me, Jamie and I have nothing to do with Champs or Chumps today. Nothing at all. Zero to do with it.
Well,
Locker, go ahead.
I'm champing McDavid's wife, Lauren, because the more and more people that come out of the woodwork with their superstitions, it's...
You're grown adults! Seriously,
driving Jamie Nye crazy. He came walking into
the
office today
next to the fireplace because he scored the goal there when she was standing there.
He came walking.
Do you know
into
all the places in her
lounge.
Life where she's been where he's scored goals? Like, come on, the fireplace in your bar.
He's like, did you hear what Lauren McDavid said? And I'm like, yeah, she's watching the game from her fireplace.
You're champing her.
Anyway, I'm champing her.
Chump, okay. Lauren McDavid.
Now listen, I am chumping our boss Murray Wood today. Now here's why.
Again, public servant. I have nothing to do with this.
Zero.
And Jamie,
I didn't even approve of this.
No, hold on. But the other thing is, you did not support me when I said, I don't want to do this. And you said, we have to.
That's
and
not
you had a,
right.
You had a little smirk on your face because you knew what this was going to do to me. We get an email this morning. I show up to work, and it is a promo for Game 7.
Yeah, we have to be prepared for Game 7.
And I was like,
it's the business. We have to be prepared.
I don't want to voice this because this is going to jinx
again.
Oh. And I even know Murray did it on purpose. I know because he's a Flames fan. He hates the Oilers, hates McDavid. So.
Your chump is Murray?
I'm chumping Murray for writing a Game 7 promo before the puck even dropped on Game 6.
Well, yeah, we got to be ready. It's a preparation for it. You got to be prepared for everything.
Why couldn't we do it tomorrow when there's actually going to be a Game 7?
Because I don't roll in here till 1. That's why.
It's not true. He's lying. That would suggest that I do all the prep for the show. We know that's not true.
Yeah, it is. I don't touch the prep. Just show up at 2, ready to roll.
Nothing to do with Champs or Chumps today. That was all Locker.
I'll own it. Okay. I know Murray's listening too, and he's smiling in the car because he did it on purpose.
Like a butcher's dog. Game 6 tonight in a couple of minutes. Oilers, Panthers, the cup is in the building. The Blue Jays against the Diamondbacks at the Rogers Center with a little home swing for the Bluebirds. And no Sam Emelis at Rider practice. Britton Gray will have you up to date on that injury tomorrow on the Green Zone. And will we be previewing a Game 7 or celebrating a Panther victory?
Let's ride! Come on, Oilers!
This is 980 CJME and 650 CKLM.